Right, like we said on the podcast the other day, we'll be doing a quiz. We actually managed to be able to do it a day earlier than planned. So it's the same two people that did it last time. We've got Carl,
yay,
and James.
Yay.
We're all in support.
Yeah. Last time was a bit of a shambles, to be quite honest.
No.
But
it wasn't.
We've decided to give it another go, and I'm going to be like a right little fascist bastard when it comes to the rules and everything this time. So what is there's nine questions initially, and then at the end of the nine questions we'll read the scores. Then the last question will be like a bonus guess the person question, which will be worth 10 points. What else? This is a rematch, obviously. Carl won last time, but
by chain.
Yeah, apparently so anyway. But yeah, like I said, the eighth question will be worth 2 points, the ninth question 3, and then the tenth question maximum 10. So I think that's everything covered, isn't it?
Just about.
Well,
I just really failed. I tried to draw a rabbit and it went completely wrong and looked more like a really sad woman. So I scribbled it out.
Right. We've got the rabbit / sad woman covered. Have you drawn anything, James?
No.
Alright. Probably more sensible.
We will live, that's non existent.
Right. Well, this quiz is going to be good then, isn't it? Right. Again, we should start.
Yep.
Right.
Go for it.
Good luck, Carl.
Bring it on.
Right. First question. On any UK coin featuring Queen Elizabeth II, which is the current queen, which way does she face?
Only one or two ways.
I had a coin when she was looking directly at us.
Back of her head.
Just like that.
You can't see.
Honestly, I pulled in a quite funny face there. Right. Got an answer?
Yeah.
Both of you?
Aye.
Right. Second one. I'd already moved on to the second question, mate.
So. Oh! Just so you know as well. They're all turners.
Yeah, they swap.
Each ruler.
So when she dies,
the next one will be facing the other direction.
Yeah. Do you watch that?
I bet you're shiting yourself at this question now, aren't you?
Did you watch that episode of QI as well?
Aye. I've probably still got the answer
that's
wrong.
That's why I got this question, I have to be quite honest. The second one. Which colours appear on the Italian flag?
I thought you were going to ask what colours are in a rainbow then.
there's some faces here, mind.
Do they have to be in any particular order?
No, just the colours that appear on it. And there's also only 1 point for that, mind. I'm not giving 3 points. Balls to that.
That's going to be embarrassing, that one.
So have we got...
And you got opal, that's what you mean. Opal brown.
Tartan.
Opal is none of it.
Right, so we've got answers for that.
Aye.
Yeah.
Right, third question. What is the largest ocean in the world? It's harder than the last time, isn't it?
Yeah.
Don't worry, there is some stupid questions in it as well.
Oh, no.
It might be the right one.
I doubt it.
You never know. How much did you write there? You haven't wrote about four answers around, have you?
No.
Right, we've got answers for that one. We sorted?
Yeah.
Right. The fourth one is is the tagline from a film. So do you know when you get movie posters and it's got a tagline on? Like, the famous one is, in space no one can hear you scream.
Is that Alien?
Yeah. But that's
he doesn't get a point for that, does he?
No.
No.
The tagline is, one dream, four Jamaicans, 20 below zero.
Can't remember the name.
Oh no. And it has to be the right, you can't just write that film about so and so, so you've got to have the right name.
I think Carl's got, you've got this one, haven't you, Carl?
I'm keeping just keep going.
Right. Number five. This is another phobia question. We know we love the last one. This one's even worse by my account, I think. I'm not quite sure how to pronounce it, like, but
that's
no, it's either Cassophobia or cacophobia is the fear of what? When I read this, I was like, there's some people knackered with that one, like, they wouldn't be worth living. Right.
Got an answer, but I really
got an answer.
Looking, I think, why did they let? I may as well draw a smiley face.
Might be the fear of smiley faces.
Right.
Imagine if you're in school and you've got a fear of smiley faces and you get a smiley face sticker on your work, you're like, no!
Great your work.
Right, we sort for that one.
Yeah.
The sixth one is the lyric one.
Okay.
Right. The lyric is, but my friend had sacrificed all those nights if I could make the earth and my dreams the same. What song's that?
No idea.
Wait, I just write no idea.
Don't
say them again.
But my friend, I'd sacrifice all those nights if I can make the earth and my dreams the same.
I fucking know that as well. What the
so
hell
the
is that?
The theme tune.
The theme tune.
Like, you know, like, give us a bit of a melody behind
That's not, that you can't do.
I know,
that.
I'm not just
going to
start singing the song for you. And I am only looking for the title of the song, not the artist.
Oh, can we not
can
have
you tell us
the
artist?
For the artist?
No.
That, no, he can't have half a point, or no, you won't tell us who the artist is.
Both.
I'm not telling you who the artist is, because then you'll get the thing.
I doubt it.
Tapping any prisoners with this, man. I'm not just, like, giving your answers and that.
I'm going to write down what I think the artist is anyways.
Wait, if you get the song, then you're going to get the artist.
Not necessarily.
What?
Have you both got an answer?
No.
I've wrote something, but it's not an answer.
Yeah, I'll give you a little bit
more
longer.
More an expression of how I feel.
Fucked.
Why is the dirt?
I'll give you a little bit longer to put something down.
Oh no, I do.
I'll read them one more time. But my friend, I'd sacrifice all those nights if I could make the earth and my dreams the same.
You know what? The more he says it, the more I recognize
it. Both should know it because you both like the band more than I do. They're both writing something now. And to be fair, I think one user will have showed me this song as well. In fact, you were learning it. And you've shown us it at a different point. So these are both like actually introduced me to the song. Right.
This is my next question.
Jesus Christ. Right, seventh. We're flying through these, like. The seventh question, what colours do you have to mix to make purple?
It's embarrassing, I don't know this, isn't it?
It's pretty obvious, like, or at least it should be anyway.
It should be, but...
This is like primary school stuff.
I know, that's
like,
why it's... This
do you remember?
This is the same as the bloody
the rainbow
one.
Do you know the only reason I remember the colours and stuff? Did you ever have the Toy Story game on PlayStation 1 or 2? One or two?
No.
It was like... There was a bit where you had to mix colours to paint something on the wall to get to the next part of the level, and that's the only reason I still know the colours.
Mm. I'm going to take a guess.
I hear that I feel like I've got it wrong.
Same.
Already. I haven't even said the answers or anything. Right. This is a 2-point question.
Ooh.
Right, we're on the 8th one now. Name the biggest selling album of all time. And I chose this because it's very guessable. It's like, it's not one of those like randomly obscure ones where it's like some classic or knobhead or all that, but it's pretty.
Do you get like half a point if you give me?
I'll give you 1 point for the artist and 1 point for the album name, but 2 points altogether.
It's a stab in the dark. It's a stab in the dark. Actually, I think it's completely wrong, but...
You never know.
You never know.
I was going to do, like, a name the biggest selling song of, like, 2012, but when I was looking, there was, like, so many different ones. Like, on each website, it was, like, a different one. Like, they had them in a different order, and I was like, well, I can't use any of them.
Anyone could have been right.
But this album sold, like, 60 million copies worldwide or something. It's, like, ridiculous. Like, insane amount. And it's sold more, like, as it's got older type of thing. So... Right, the ninth one, which is the 3-point one, and this caused a lot of fuss last time. So I'll read the rules about it. Right, the question is about alcohol percentage of 3 drinks. I want the drinks in terms of highest to lowest in terms of alcohol percentage.
Mm-hmm.
So none of this. I had them a different order, but I've got the same as him. Nah, none of that again. It's highest to lowest.
I know, but if you think back on it,
no,
you got the same answer.
I didn't give a shit. It's highest to lowest because that's how I've got them wrote down here.
Okay, okay.
Right. So
actually, you got them wrote down highest to lowest. So you're gonna read them out highest to lowest.
No. Yeah, slapping a bit, mate.
I thought it was much.
Right. So highest to lowest in terms of alcohol percentage, we've got Gordon's Gin.
Oh, it's got for spirits.
Jägermeister or Glenfiddich. So Gordon's Gin, Jägermeister and Glenfiddich. Want them in terms of highest to lowest and alcohol percentage. It took me a while to select which ones I would.
I don't even know how to spell Jägermeister.
It doesn't matter. It's not like I'm going to Czech spell it, otherwise you'd both be fucked. I'm pretty sure I've spelled it right on here anyway, so. Nice.
I bought
that
one. And you're working
bottles. I'm trying to picture the bottles as well.
Have you both got
your
answers wrote down?
Yeah.
Right, so that was the 9 questions, so we'll tally the scores up before we go on to the 10th question. Which I'm a bit disappointed with myself. I could have made the clues better, I think. But I was just sat and it was like 1 o'clock and I was thinking, I just want to get through this now.
Now we're there. Now what if I like absolutely mop the floor with them? Then there'll be no point doing a 10th one, he's going to win.
But you think you're going to mop the floor with them
now? No, I
won't. Right. This is where I'm going to get my pen out. I'm going to keep the score so there's no little dodgy handing yourself a point here and there. Right. The first question was, on any UK coin featuring Queen Elizabeth II, our current queen, which way does she face?
Got my fingers crossed. I said to the right.
I said to the left.
Carl got the answer right there.
Everywhere she faces, to the right, to the right.
What? You're making a song.
I was doing a little song. And
this is where I think I've got Carl in the next way.
What, the Italian flag one? Right, the second question.
You can go first, then.
The second question was, which colours appear on the Italian flag?
Green, white, and red.
Yep.
What did Carl put? Red,
instead of white, I said yellow.
Italian flag that's got a little bit dirty.
Yeah, it's just an aged flag.
So we won 1-2. So right, the third question was, What is the largest ocean in the world?
I said the Pacific Ocean.
What do you put?
I said the Atlantic.
It's Pacific.
Oh. I also then put dot 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 the big wet one.
Well, that's a pretty alright description of what an ocean is like. So Carl's winning now. 2-1. Right, the number 4 was the tagline from a film. The tagline was, "One dream, 4 Jamaicans, 20 below zero," is the tagline from what movie?
Cool Runnings.
Oh yeah.
Cool Runnings. Oh. We've both got a point for that one.
I want to know the answer to the next one.
Nice. 3-2 to Carl. Number 5. Cassophobia or cacophobia is the fear of what?
Now, because if you say cassophobia, right, I was going to say cats, right? But then you said cacophobia, so I said I'm shit.
Because it's
spelled boats.
Boats?
It's spelt like C A C O, like phobia, and I didn't know if it was like a soft C or an actual C, so I didn't know how to pronounce it. So I pronounced it both ways.
Fear of soft shit.
But the actual, like, none of you's got that one right.
Oh.
So the answer was ugliness.
Fear of ugliness.
Yeah. So imagine if you've got it and then you're ugly. It'd be one of those things where you see yourself in a mirror and you get like stuck. You get stuck in a loop where you can't take your eyes off, the type of thing.
That would be horrible, that.
Yep.
I mean, that's like sort of, you would be really offensive and not mean to be. They could be like a really nice person, really ugly, and be like, ah! I'm only offering you a cookie. Just take the.
What if it's a really ugly cookie? You'd be fucked.
Like when Ross Noble finds faces in muffins, it's an ugly face in a muffin.
Finds their own face in the muffin. Number 6 was the lyric question, and the lyric was, "But my friend, I'd sacrifice all those nights if I could make the earth and my dreams the same." What song was it?
So wrong. I don't know the song.
James, what did you put?
I put Building Brothers.
Ah. I put My Sacrifice by Creed.
It was Creed, but it was
I knew
higher.
It was Creed!
It was higher.
Damn it! Oh,
it's the start of the second verse.
Can you take me higher? Doobity doobity.
That's the chorus.
Yeah.
I was disappointed neither of you got that, like.
But I got closest with the knowing the band.
I know, but it's not a point, is it?
Nah.
Right.
This is where I get embarrassed.
Right. Question seven.
No, sitting there thinking yellow is in the flag.
Question seven, right?
Looking purple.
I learned the answer to this on Toy Story when I was younger.
Right.
What colours do you have to mix to make purple? What did you put, Carl?
I want him to go first.
I'm going to you first.
I said blue and red.
Yeah.
That's right.
That
yes! That was me just sort of like looking at the two colours and then trying to blend them together.
With your eyes.
With my eyes. I had blue in one eye and I had red in the other. I had to check it. And then I just went cross-eyed to see what colour came out.
So what did you put, Jim?
Blue, red.
Yeah, right. So at the minute, it's 4-3. This question's
not going to get any better.
This question's worth 2 points since number 8. Name the biggest selling album of all time.
I put Rumours by Fleetwood Mac.
I put The Beatles.
Rumours was in the top 5. The Beatles would have been in the top 5, I think, but the answer is Thriller by Michael Jackson.
Oh, what a crock of shit.
To be fair, it is also the biggest selling single of all time, I think.
I love that. What a crock of shit. I've never heard anyone refer to Michael Jackson as the crock
it's,
of shit.
It's still tight as we go into the 9th question, which is worth 3 points. So this could be the decider. Right. It is a point if you get them in the right place.
Mm-hmm.
And 3 points overall, but it has to be highest to lowest, right?
Right.
So, high to low in terms of alcohol percentage, we have Gordon's Gin, Jägermeister, and Glenfiddich. What did you put?
Fuck.
Go Carl first.
I got them all wrong.
No, that was how I read the question. You did.
Oh, right.
Jesus Christ.
Right. Okay.
What did you put?
I put Glenfiddich. Then I put the Jordan's
Gin.
Jordan's Gin. and then I put Jägermeister.
All three.
I got them right.
Yep, I got all 3 points. What did you put, James?
Glenfiddich, Jägermeister, then Gin.
So you get 1 point.
I got 3 points.
Right.
And the reason that I know that, right, is because Jägermeister's weak as piss.
It's 35%.
It's weak as piss.
And what are you drinking, pain Finnick?
See, I knew that was the weakest. It was a toss-up between Finnick and gin, and I drink Glenfiddich. And I know that it's roughly
40%.
Maybe it's just over, or is it?
But
the
percentage is 40% for Glenfiddich, 37.5% for Gordon's Gin, and 35% for Jägermeister.
I also got them right. Do you want me to take them? I'm
not joking. No, you're not getting any extra points even if you did.
I was going to say, you
could tell us the price, the date they were done, and I still wouldn't give you any extra points.
What about where they were brewed?
I didn't give a shit. I put 3 points next to this question, and that's all you get.
What if I would give you the barrel they were brewed in?
I didn't give a shit. You can give us the fellas in the MMA.
Is Jägermeister brewed in a barrel?
It's probably just
mixed in a homeless person's shoe.
That'd be lethal. That'd be about 90%.
Oh wait, I'm getting stuff. I need to win this one.
Right, we're on to the bonus question now.
4 points.
Yep. It's 7-4.
Oh well, there we go.
Going into the bonus question. Right, the way this works.
Oh, we'll have to go pretty soon.
2 seconds. The way this works is we've got 10 clues.
In the top three.
We've got 10 clues as to the identity of a famous musician. As I read through the clues, the points will decrease. So if you get on the first clue, you get 10 points, and obviously it goes down to 1 point on the last clue. Right, so it is 7-4 going at this, so it could be another win for Carl if you don't get this one right. Right, both ready? So, and again, I'll just clarify the rules even more so there's no more. When you think you've got the answer right, say, I want to have a guess. I will then say it right, what's your guess? And you'll give us it. If it's right, you get the point. If it's not, you're not allowed to guess any more on that clue. And the other person can have a guess if they want. So it's one guess per clue.
I drew a lion.
You drew a... That's not a lion, that's just a smiley face with a squiggle round it. Fucking hell, man.
That's going to be worse. He's going to beat me, and I was listening intently on what you were saying then. and he's drawing children's pictures. And he's probably got a baby.
Right, can we stop with the pictures now? The people who are listening are probably feeling left out, unless they're having a go at the quiz as well and drawing pictures. What would you do, right, if they were having a go and they drew the same picture as you?
Do you want to take a picture of my picture when we finish this?
We'll put it on Twitter and
put it on.
Right, so...
No.
Is he drew a knob?
Yeah.
I knew it was going to be a knob. I just knew it. Is it the classic knob versus...
Yeah, it's classic. It's quite mean.
That one is hanging more, so it's not even up.
Right, so right, he's both ready.
That would probably fit on this line quite well.
I want to get this question done.
Okay.
I'm starting to get annoyed. Can't even take the quiz seriously.
I'm ready.
Right, the first clue for 10 points. I'm not getting on this one. Born in Middlesbrough in 1949.
Can I take a guess?
If you want.
Is it Chris Rea?
No. Do you want to have a guess?
No, I'm alright.
Right.
Can I have another guess?
No. One guess per clue. Stop trying to change the rules again. Right, second question. His middle name is Bernard.
Can I have a guess?
Mm-hmm.
Is it Paul Rogers?
He's got it already. So, at the end of that...
I think you do this quiz because you know I know nothing about music.
At the end of that, it's finished 16-4. To Carl.
So, what was that about me cheating last time?
You didn't cheat this time. It was just you just clearly fixed something up the other night when you were doing it to me.
For cratty kind of tips. Right? So, Carl got 9 points for that clue.
Was Chris Ray from Middlesbrough?
Somewhere like that. But
I think he was.
The rest of the clues were for 8 points, you would have gotten the first band called the Roadrunners. For 7 points, joined his next band in 1968. The next one was released, that band's biggest hit, All Right Now, in 1970.
Then we would have got it.
The one after that
was still in Boston.
Before that, after that would have been before the formation of his next band, and after Jim Morrison's death, Dawes wanted him to be the front man.
Huh?
The one after that is joined his next band in 1973, and I would have given you an anagram, which is Bad Man Copy, or Bad Company. The one after that is released Can't Get Enough in 1974.
Can't Get Enough for Your Love.
Everyone knows the song. Toured with Queen from 2005 to 2009 and then became a Canadian citizen in 2011.
How was that the easiest, like, that one?
Because I'd got to, like, the Queen thing and I thought, I haven't spaced it right, because I was going to use the Queen was the 10th clue, but it was the 9th one and I thought, bollocks. And I thought you would have guessed it by then, so I thought, I'll just stick it on. So, it's 2-0 to Carl in the Carl V guest quiz, which has just turned out to be Carl V Jim.
Anyone who wants to have a go, bring it on. I will just mop the floor with you, just saying.
Challenge you again.
I was going to say, it is a pretty definitive scoreline, 16-4.
Change the last question to actors, and then I'll take you to town.
Next time I do it, I might make it not musician, but it was just trying to keep it a music theme podcast. I thought I would try and keep it as a musician.
But I accept the challenge, if he wants to do that. Like,
if he's doing, I'll do another one. I'll write another one up, and we'll have another go. Obviously not now, false that.
Takes do it live.
All right. Just thinking questions off the top of my head. Right. This one's been over. It hasn't been on too long.
It's been alright.
James looks sick. He's came all the way from Blackpool to have a go at this.
And it's just not working. sorry for looking so happy. I'm just...
You've got a nice little cushion on a lead there.
Right.
Ah, well. So this was the second part of the fourth podcast, anyway.
Right.
We released the newest one. Was it yesterday? No, Sunday.
Was it Sunday?
Yeah, Sunday.
Was it Sunday?
It was Sunday.
What was I doing yesterday?
I don't know. Anyway, enough of what we were doing. Right.
I've missed a day out of my week. I've completely missed it. It's just gone.
Right, so that was the quiz. If you've listened to this one before part one, go back and listen to part one. Quite funny.
Exactly.
Right, was that right, wasn't it? We'll probably be doing the next one in about a week's time, maybe something like that.
Probably.
Try and get it sorted. And we'll try and get another quiz going. Maybe we'll try and get more people involved as well. More walking, more answers, more people for you to beat.
Obviously.
he still looks absolutely sick. But we might have to get a photo of him looking sick and post that on Twitter as well.
Alongside me lying.
Yeah, with your lying, right?
Okay.
Well, cheers for listening to this. If you have again, I'll just reiterate what I said yesterday. In the next month or so, we'll be launching a new website. We've got some new features going on that, which we made more progress with yesterday. We found a location for it. So, the little hint for you there if you need that. I'll have a couple of interviews with some quite famous musicians as well to launch it, so keep an eye out for that, and I hope you've enjoyed the quiz. I hope you've had a go as well, and if you've beat Carl, let us know and we'll get you on because we can phone people through Skype, so we'll get you on and we'll give you a go. See if Carl can beat you. I wonder if anyone's actually going to have a go at it.
I hope so.
I'd say I hope they do, and I hope someone wins. I mean, it's more than 16 points. It'd be nice to know. Okay, we'll see you later.
Bye.
God bless.
How's it taste, motherfucker?